We're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Just speak loudly, and at least we'll see how it goes. Kira Pace didn't want in on any of those reindeer games anyway.
Those reindeer games look super lame.
Reindeer.
Reindeer, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
If it's not Trivial Pursuit or NES Kid Icarus, I want no part.
All right.
So Joshua Kosman is glad that Helsinki's own Esa-Pekka Salonen is to be conducting in San Francisco. He's had just about enough of unfinished symphonies.
And our moderator, Minds Over Matter moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is the individual number one who will remain out of jail.
All right. And all that being said, I think we will start with Josh tonight.
Okay.
Because it makes a little more sense because Kira is being worked on here in a nice way.
Go ahead. Well, I have a Finnish music question because of Esa-Pekka Salonen is coming to town. That was the big news of the week. And so my question for you is, what is the only opera by a Finnish composer ever performed by the Metropolitan Opera?
Metropolitan Opera?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there hasn't been any at the San Francisco Opera.
Is it by that woman composer? That Finnish
woman? Say it with a little more respect.
Well, no, I'm just trying to... I can't think of her name. But is it by
the famous
Finnish woman composer who happens to be the only Finnish woman composer that I've heard of?
That is exactly right.
Her name is
Kaija Saariaho.
Right.
And her opera, La Mort de Loin, was done there in 2016. And as far as I could tell, that was the only opera ever done by a Finnish composer at the Metropolitan Opera. Not as easy as you might think to come up with a zippy Finnish classical music question.
Well, once you get beyond Sibelius, things get a little hazy.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, give us another question.
Sure. Let me ask you this. Who's the only film director whose face is on a banknote?
Ingmar Bergman.
Yeah. Well, that didn't take you long.
Well, it's going to be in a smaller country, probably. So,
sure. Although Sweden is a pretty large country.
Well, it's large in...
It's larger...
Geographically, but it's not huge
and
in population.
And large in cultural impact.
Yeah.
So let's see. You've dissed the Finns and the Swedes. I don't have a Norway question
I got the answers.
About. All right.
That's all that matters.
That's all I got for now.
Are you on?
I'm on, yeah.
All right.
She's super loud now.
Your turn.
Yeah. Okay. Each year, where is the largest gingerbread house in San Francisco?
Gumps.
No?
No, Gumps isn't around anymore.
I know, but that was just an instinct. Let's see. That large.
Still here. There's one right now.
When I was a kid, it was the City of Paris department store. That's before your time, too.
Yes, it is.
Right.
I never heard of that.
That was a beautiful... Oh, yeah. It's where Saks Fifth Avenue is now in Union Square.
Okay.
Okay. So it's the same every year?
Yes.
It's in a central tourist location, more or less?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that you could get too much more touristy in that the entire place is filled with tourists.
It's Fisherman's Wharf.
Pier 39.
No.
Where no San Francisco ever goes.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I had to go there once, like, 3 years ago. It was traumatic.
Alcatraz? Mm-mm.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I mean, San Franciscans do go to Alcatraz. San Franciscans do occasionally go to Fisherman's Wharf and Pier 39. But where wouldn't San Franciscans, for the most part, go? On account of they live in San Francisco.
Crookedest Street?
No, not the Crookedest Street.
Ghirardelli Square?
Nope.
I'm trying to think of where I don't go, even though I'm not a San Franciscan.
I mean, you can go there. I could go there right
Josh
now.
So Josh said Fisherman's Wharf. Really... I said Pier 39, and I said Ghirardelli Square. That's none of those. What's a really touristy spot that would be?
Coit Tower's a touristy spot, but it's cool.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, no.
I like Coit Tower.
All right. Read the question once
more. We don't know.
Sure. Each year, where is the largest gingerbread house in San Francisco?
House.
Oh, you mock me.
Is that the Upper Midwest? Is that where house comes from?
No, I think it's probably,
it's not
to
Florida.
Be honest. No, it's mostly Northern California, but I have a problem with short A's and
short sorry.
Sounds.
I
think it's a speech impediment that most people think kind of comes off as Canadian, which is why I
It sounds like a Northern Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Now I've just,
do you want another
I've just
question?
The Swedes, I've just the Finns, and I've
and you've mocked my voice. Would you like another question so that we can like blow over that? No.
No.
Okay.
And just to remind you, the two numbers, it's area code 415-841-4134. We're all working now. I know that all the phones are, everything's working for now. 415-841-4134, the question or answer, or toll-free. Yes, we do have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Oh, it's Eid. So a lot of prayers for our departed friend, Retalia Farrow, who is, I don't know, I don't like his word, M. We'll leave it like that. But definitely,
all right.
He died under mysterious, very mysterious, after marrying a woman for a few months.
That'll
okay.
do it.
Australia is the most dangerous continent as far as creatures. It's the worst, the most dangerous. 10 snakes, the most dangerous, 2 spiders, the only poisonous mammal, and so on. But what of all of those and others does kill Australians? Which animal kill more Australians than anything?
Kangaroo.
No.
Well, don't they hit?
I thought they.
Aren't they highway accidents?
Cars, yeah.
One, yes. Like deer in the United States. But something else.
Well, are you talking? Are you talking about the poisonous nature of? I believe
no.
Okay, so is this going to be dogs?
Dogs dogs name in the United States. Actually,
okay,
deers kill more people in the United States the same way. But this is another mammal. Let's say mammal.
A dingo.
No, I'll give the answer because
it's wombats.
Because they ate somebody's baby. Horses,
yeah. Mm. Australians love to horseback riding, and that's what horses kill more Australian than any other creature.
So it's not so much that the horses are killing the Australians as it is the Australians are killing themselves by riding on the horses in the first place?
Well, yeah. It depends how you look at it.
Put the blame where it's due.
All right. Her full name is Barbara Millicent. Who is she? One of her more was very, very, very popular name. Barbara Millicent, that's Millicent.
Barbara Millicent. So is she still alive or not alive?
I'll give you a hint. She's not real.
She's not real.
Oh, is it Barbie?
Yes.
Her name is Barbara Millicent?
I thought it was Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Name, but her name is Barbie Roberts.
Right. Yeah.
Barbie Roberts. Thank you, guys. All of the show, and happy holiday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're good show. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
All right. Is it finally my turn?
Yes,
it is. Okay. What is the shortest town or city name in California? What is the shortest town or city name in California?
Bell.
No. You know, that's a... you know... Okay.
What is it? Is the one you
I rang the bell for you.
Is the one you have four letters also?
It is.
Lodi?
It is.
I'm not sure you've thought this out, Dana.
I got this. I got this online, so you know it's true. No, yeah, it's four letters. So you're. Let's get rid of that question. I had Napa. Okay.
All right.
Obviously, not very well thought through. All right. Okay, I'll give you a list question.
Oh, good. How many in the list?
8. Okay. So, there are 8 cities on this list that I'm looking for. These are the largest U.S. cities named after these nationalities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A person of these these nationalities,
wow.
Okay? The largest U.S. cities that are named after people of these nationalities. Number 1, American. Number 2, Portuguese. Number 3, Spanish. Number 4, Italian. Number 5, German. Number 6, Native American. Number 7, French. And number 8, Ancient Roman. So again, these are the largest U.S. cities that are named after people of these nationalities. Number 1, American. Number 2, Portuguese. Number 3, Spanish. Number 4, Italian. Number 5, German. Number 6, Native American. Number 7, French. Number 8, Ancient Roman. I'll give you each one guess.
And this is population, not
population
size.
Population.
Okay.
Population.
What about for Native American Seattle?
That is correct.
Good.
Chief Settle, I think, or something like that.
Largest city named after an American would be Houston, Texas.
That is correct. Very good. So each got one. And so the largest city named after an American is Houston, Texas. And the largest city named after a Native American is Seattle. So we're still looking for Portuguese, Spanish, Italian, German, French, and Ancient Roman. I will say that the German is the hardest on that list.
Are we limiting us to one apiece? Because I just got another one.
For now.
Okay.
For now. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Vic Rudeau in the Carnells.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
So recently I watched Ronald Coleman as Bulldog Drummond, the 1929 movie, and over the next 18 years there were 16 subsequent films about Bulldog Drummond played by 8 different actors. I'm wondering how many of the actors you could name.
I miss Jerry.
Bulldog Drummond. Well, let's see. Well, Ronald Coleman again, but you're not counting that, I guess.
Right.
John Howard.
Okay.
Yeah,
he actually did 7 of them. So.
Right. Walter Pidgeon.
Okay.
One is Kim Novak's husband. What's his name? Johnson. Something Johnson. Can't think. That was the last one that was made in the 60s, I think. Jack Holbert. English. They did an English one called about Bulldog Drummond, and Ralph Richardson was the villain, and Jack Holbert, I think, played Bulldog Drummond. Or maybe I'm wrong.
I think Ralph Richardson played Bulldog Drummond in that one.
All right. So let's see. John Howard. Who else am I? Oh, James Stevenson.
That's one I don't have.
Calling Bulldog Drummond, or is it 1941 or something, 4041? And who else am I thinking of? Gerald Moore?
No.
How many are there on this list? Actors are you looking for?
Well, there's 8, not counting Ronald Coleman, and you've got John Howard, Ralph Richardson. I don't know about this Stevenson. I didn't have him in my list.
Maybe that was Philo Vance. I'm sorry. Maybe I was wrong about that. I'm trying to think. I can't think of any more right off the top of my head.
One was a relative of a U.S. statesman.
Oh, John Lodge.
Right.
Right. He was one. And I know there were some in the 40s, but wasn't there a small series in the 40s? But I can't think of it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, there was a Ron Randall who was
in
two of them.
That's the one.
And Ray Milland.
Ray Milland.
And you said Walter Pidgeon, right?
Right.
Tom Conway was in 2 of them.
Conway, okay.
And I think there was a... This one was... There was one called Alias Bulldog Drummond, but Bulldog Drummond really wasn't the main character in that, and it was played by an Ethel Fleming, who I'd never heard of.
Oh, it's British, right.
Yeah, so anyway... So the only one I don't know about is that Stevenson. I'll have to check to see if I missed that one.
Yeah, it might be Philo Vance. I might have made a mistake on that. Okay. So, but you can look it up.
Well, you still did pretty good. So anyway, that's all I got tonight.
All right, thanks, Bigger Duel. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. And we are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace from the San Francisco Chronicle, Joshua Cosman, big fan of Esa Pekka Salonen. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
All right. An insanely successful 1974 advertisement campaign made what specific food item the most popular Christmas meal in Japan? So once again, an insanely successful 1974 ad campaign made what specific food item the most popular Christmas meal in Japan?
Did this campaign play in the United States at all?
Not this campaign, no.
Is it spam?
No.
Spam is very big in the Far
East. There are campaigns for this product, but the one that they showed in Japan that was so popular was not shown here in the U.S. In part because it was in Japanese. So
Is it for a food that's popular in the United States?
Yes.
Is it for those steaks you send away for every Christmas?
Omaha steaks?
Omaha
no,
steaks.
No. That'd be fantastic.
That I don't send away for every Christmas? Okay, read that once more if you would.
Sure. An insanely successful 1974 ad campaign made what specific food item the most popular Christmas meal in Japan?
So it's a one ingredient. It's like a one dish thing that we're looking for. It's not like, Swanson TV dinners or something.
Right. That's fair.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, good. So how about, this is Kim in San Francisco, how about the Palace Hotel for the place for the gingerbread houses?
You are so close, but it's not the Palace Hotel.
Okay. How about Columbus, Ohio for the city named after an Italian?
Oh, Columbus, Ohio is not the largest U.S. city named after an Italian.
That's the one I was going to guess.
Yeah, that was my...
You and me, Kim.
Yeah. All right. I'm striking out then. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. And if you'd like to join us, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. I hope the big radio executives are not listening tonight. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And
you're afraid they'll dock your pay?
Yeah. Maybe they'll take it down to nothing. Wait a minute. That's what it is. Yeah, it's nothing right now.
Is this because the big radio executives are all huge fans of Columbus, Ohio?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's because we had a rocky start.
Okay.
And Josh, you go ahead.
All right. Well, actually, I have another city question, although this is international. I've got a list of cities that are each the second most populous city in their country. I'm just going to read them off, and I want you to tell me what country these are in. I've got a list of seven. You can take one or two each. Jeddah, Mashhad, Oran, Plovdiv, Puente Alto, Split, and Surabaya. Again, these are the second most popular cities in their respective countries. I just want you to name the country.
Populous, not popular.
Populous, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, I misspoke. Jeddah, Mashhad, Oran, Plovdiv, Puente Alto, Split, and Surabaya. You've been to all of these, I bet.
No, I haven't. But I can do Split, which is Croatia.
Correct.
Okay.
Plovdiv is Bulgaria.
Yes. I don't hear any bells. Yeah. All right. So,
what are the other ones on the list?
Jeddah, G-E-J-E-D-D-A-H, Mashhad, Oran, Puente Alto, and Surabaya.
Oran's in Algeria, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And Jeddah is Saudi Arabia?
Very good.
Okay. Iran is where the plague took place, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
So still looking for the countries that have as their second most populous cities Mashhad, Puente Alto, and Surabaya.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Carol in San Francisco.
Hi.
And the gingerbread house, I think, is at the St. Francis, isn't it?
You are correct.
Oh,
at
nice.
A hotel, which is where all the tourists go, because San Franciscans
live here.
Live here.
Yes.
Absolutely correct. Nicely done.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, and this year's gingerbread house is a two-story walk-through affair, Victorian. And I guess they now serve tea in it, so you can have tea.
Can you actually just in reach out and break off a piece and
no,
eat it?
No, you are not allowed to eat it, although they have to replace gumdrops every day because people do anyway. It's like the salt hotels in Bolivia where the one rule is don't lick the walls. And, of course, everybody licks the walls.
Mm. Salt hotels?
Yeah. Yeah, there are a few of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. I'll take your word for that.
All right. Let's see. What famous movie actor played the most characters who are either title characters or major operatic characters? In other words, I'll go over that once more.
Okay.
What major movie actor played the most characters who are either title opera characters or major operatic characters?
In films are not operatic films.
Correct.
So, go ahead.
Olivier.
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to think how I would even find that. How would you even find that?
By a lot of research.
Nah, you're just making it up
now.
Mm-mm. So what are the opera characters that they're playing?
So this is someone
who's played Romeo or Juliet or, I mean, it's, no.
So there, remember, this, just once more, this famous movie actor played the most characters who are either title characters in an opera or major characters in an opera in feature films that were not operatic.
Johnny Depp, that's a
no
good guess. Yeah, I don't know. I got to think about that.
Right. There are six of them, by the way. There are six.
That's all?
Six. Yeah, oh. That's a lot. That's a lot.
No, there's a lot of operas. Yeah. All right, I'll think about it.
All right.
Carry on without me. I'll just be over here in the corner for the rest of the show.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, somebody got... Oh.
That's you.
That's you. You're on.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, somebody got my St. Francis. So...
Well, that's okay. You can have it, too.
Pardon?
You can have it, too. St. Francis Hotel. Absolutely right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to answer, but somebody just got it. But I have a question for Joshua.
Okay.
I read a few weeks ago about David Daniels being cut off from Orlando because of sexual abuse. But, you know, the problem is, like, with him and a lot of other people, you get this, you know, this huge story, and then you never get a follow-up on any of it. And I'm just wondering if you know what's happening.
I don't think there has been any. I mean, if anything, if there has been any follow-up on those cases, I haven't read about it or heard about it. I'm sure it'll be reported if those cases get a resolution.
Yeah. Anyways, I heard a countertenor today at this... Symphonic, the Baroque, his name is...
Reginald Mobley.
Yeah, and I thought, they could use him.
There you go. There's plenty of them.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. So someone guessed the hotel already, which I was going to be wrong anyway. I thought it was Mark Kopkin.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering for the Japanese Christmas dinner, would it be rice-a-roni?
No, it's not.
Good guess. Though.
It is a really good guess.
I like that.
And, you know, it's not terribly far off. But, I mean, you're sort of on the right track, but I'm afraid it's not rice-a-roni.
Okay, I was thinking either spaghetti or rice-a-roni, but... okay, and then I have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
If prior to in the early part of the 20th century, pink was a color that was generally associated with what part of the populace and why?
Well, and it was a boy color.
Yes.
And I read an article about this, but I think it was just, it was a, there, it wasn't, it didn't have to do with like a material pattern that called for it, or it was just in magazines and that's what they kept showing. That was the material that they had on hand. So that's what all the boys were wearing.
I hadn't heard that. My understanding was it was because pink was associated with vitality.
Okay.
And blue was innocent. So blue was for girls and pink was for boys, which is demonstrated with, if you look at Alice in Wonderland's dress and Dorothy's dress.
Sure.
So.
The blue gingham.
Oh, yeah. Good.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
All right.
Can I just jump in before we do that, since people are leaving these cities on the table? I believe the largest city in America named for a French individual is likely to be St. Louis, Missouri.
No.
Because there's a bigger one, or because you're denying St. Louis's?
No, St. Louis is a real person. Okay. These are all real people, by the way, that these cities are named after.
Okay.
No imaginary ones.
Are you saying that St. Louis was an imaginary one?
No.
No.
St. Louis is the real king.
There's a bigger one.
Yes, there's
a
bigger one.
Fair enough.
And I'm sorry, Kira, it's your turn.
That's okay. I've given you a card.
Ooh,
so.
Supporting. Kira comes with visual aids. I like this.
I come with props. So I'm going to give you a list item. You tell me what group is most famously associated with it and all the rest of its members. So, for example, if I said Paul McCartney, you would, of course, say Linda McCartney and Denny's Sywell and Lane, because I'd be talking about the original lineup of Wings, of course. So here are the list items. Bruce McCullough, Benny Anderson, Brahma, Beth March, John Bender, The City of Edmonton, and Zanzibar. Each of those seven items is one item on a complete list. So you tell me what list and the rest of its members.
Oh, we have to tell you the rest of the members?
Yeah, I was going to say there's a couple of them here that I can name, but I'm going to grab the easy one before Dana gets to it. Beth March is one of the little women in Louisa May Alcott's books, along with her sisters, Jo, Meg, and Amy March.
That's correct.
And now I'm done.
Yeah, if you only know some of them, you can just give some of them. But
is Bruce McCullough the kids in the hall?
He is one of the kids in the hall.
He's the only one I know. That's if you say name one kid in the hall, that's the one. And then there's Scott, the tall guy.
Yeah.
Scott,
the gay one.
Okay,
he is the gay one. That's true.
He is, but
I believe there's one kid in the hall taller than Scott.
Oh, okay,
at least
is it Thompson?
It is Scott Thompson.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
And that's about as far as I can go.
Yeah.
To.
All right.
John Bender, does that have anything to do with Futurama?
No.
There is a Bender on Futurama.
There is, and he's named for John Bender, I believe.
Oh.
But his name is Bender Bending Rodriguez.
I
think you guys are distantly related.
Could be.
Yeah.
I'm just about distantly related.
Let's do the other one together. Benny Anderson is one of the two Bs in ABBA. And the other one is Bjorn, not Borg. And one of them is Astrid, and one of them is Anna Siegfried or something.
Anna Fried
and
Liegstadt.
And?
Yeah, but not Astrid.
Oh, what's the other one? Anna? No, that's silly.
Agneta. Yes.
All right. Well, it's a partial victory on that one.
Zanzibar, are you asking because Zanzibar was linked to Tanzania?
If you could name all the bits of Tanzania, I would give it to you. But no, I put that in more for a pandering to you personally reason.
Get arrested for that.
I'll tell you that the list item is Zanzibar is one of seven.
Wow.
This list has seven items on it.
Island nations?
Nope.
Cirque du Soleil shows?
No, but that's more on the right track of entertainment.
Where Freddie Mercury was from?
No, he was, but
yeah.
Billy Joel songs?
No.
Uh, oh,
There it is.
As in Road to Zanzibar.
As in.
The Road films.
The Road.
All right.
Crosby Hope Road movies.
Now, wait a minute. Let me take them in order.
Oh, you're going to do them in order?
Yeah, of course. Road to Singapore.
Yep.
Road to Zanzibar.
Yep.
Road to Morocco.
Yep.
Road to Utopia.
A hard one, yep.
Road to Rio.
Yep.
Road to Bali,
mm-hmm.
and Road to Hong Kong.
Show enough. In order,
wow,
sir.
Dana.
Nice.
All right.
So the ones we have left, we were looking for the rest of Kids in the Hall. Other than Bruce McCullough and Scott Thompson, there are three others. Brahma, looking for the group and the other members. John Bender, looking for the group and the other members. And finally, the city of Edmonton, looking for the group and the other members.
Brahma, any relation to a Brahma bull?
The Brahma bull is named for Brahma.
It's the three Indian gods. It's Shiva, Krishna, and Brahma, right?
What about Vishnu?
Vishnu, sorry.
That's it. Yes, Brahma is the creator, and Vishnu is the preserver, and Shiva is
the destroyer.
Destroyer, and they are all part of the Trimurti.
There we go.
So,
all
yes.
right.
Okay.
I don't know who John Bender is.
Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
Is the city named after a German Bismarck, North Dakota?
That's a great
answer.
Guess, but no, it's not.
Okay, and ancient Roman is Cincinnati, Ohio?
Yeah, of course, Cincinnati,
yes,
Ohio.
Nice.
There.
Great. And a question.
Yes.
I'm thinking of an author named Cicely Fairfield, who is better known by a pseudonym, which is...
Cicely Fairfield. Does she use either her first or last name? Well,
no.
She wouldn't use her last name. As the pseudonym?
No. She thought that name was too middle class.
Is it P.L. Travers?
No.
Ooh, good guess.
Is she an English author?
Yes. Let me give you a quote from her. People call me a feminist whenever I express sentiments that differentiate me from a doormat or a prostitute.
Oh, wait. The person I'm thinking of is not British, but Australian. It's not...
Published over 60 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yep.
So, Agatha Christie?
No.
Over 60 years.
No.
That's a long time.
Don't know. Barbara Cartland.
What? That, you know...
First book published in 1918, The Return of the Soldier.
Oh, Return of the Soldier. I know this. Vera Brittain.
No.
I don't know.
Want to leave it out there?
Okay. Give the question once more, if you would.
Okay. I'm thinking of a British author, a woman named Cicely Fairfield, who's better known under her pseudonym. What is... pseudonym.
And she published from 1918 through 1978? Or more or less?
The last book was published in 1985.
Wow.
Return of the Soldier. I know this. Okay. All right. So you want us to put you on hold and you can get the answer?
Very good.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
And Josh, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. So here's a question about Best Picture... Oscar-winning movies. What are the only two such movies in which the action is set wholly or in part in the state of Florida? What are the two Best Picture Oscar winners with action set wholly or in part in the state of Massachusetts? What is the only Best Picture Oscar winner set in Oregon? What is the only Best Picture winner set in Hawaii? So six altogether, two that are the only two, as far as I can tell, set in Florida, two that are the only two to be set in Massachusetts, one that's the only one in Oregon, one that's the only one in Hawaii.
Go ahead, Karen.
You said winners, too.
Yes.
Well, Oregon is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That is correct.
And, oh.
No, okay, go ahead.
I've forgotten the name. It's not, Not East of Eden. East of Eden?
No.
For Hawaii? No.
Did not win.
It's the one with the waves in Pearl Harbor
yeah.
I can't think of the name of it.
Dana can think of the name.
From Here to Eternity.
Thank you, yeah.
There we go.
And
good.
I'm sorry,
We have Oregon and Hawaii. Those have been guessed. We're looking for two that are set in Florida and two that are set in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Massachusetts. How far back do those go?
Different time periods. Some real recent, some real long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Massachusetts one was real recent, but it's one of those. I just can never remember which one actually won. Like, did Mystic River win? No, not Mystic River.
Yeah, good
guess.
It's
good
not
guess.
Mystic River.
It did not
it's,
win. Sean Penn won, and maybe Tim Robbins, too. I forget.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, looking for the two Best Picture Oscar winners that are set wholly or in part in the state of Florida. The only two, as far as I can tell. And the only two that are set in Massachusetts.
All right. You don't have to repeat that, but let's repeat any other questions that have been not answered yet. Go ahead, Kara.
An insanely successful 1974 ad campaign made what specific food item the most popular Christmas meal in Japan? And I'll give you a list item. You tell me what group is most famously associated with it, and also give me all the rest of its members. We still have Bruce McCullough, who is a Kids in the Hall member. We have Scott Thompson already looking for the other three members. Looking for the group and other members associated with John Bender and the city of Edmonton.
And I'm looking for the countries of which the second most where the second most populous cities are, respectively, Mashhad, Puente Alto, and Surabaya.
That's Surabaya. All right. And what famous movie actor played the most characters who were either title or major operatic characters? In other words, he did the straight version of the character in films. He did the most of these who were also major or title operatic characters. What famous actor is that? And I'm still looking for some of the largest U.S. cities named after the people of these nationalities. So far we have American, which is Houston, Native American, which is Seattle, and Ancient Roman, which is Cincinnati. I'm still looking for Portuguese, Spanish, Italian, German, and French. What are the largest U.S. cities named after people who were either Portuguese, Spanish, Italian, German, or French?
Is French Detroit?
It is not.
Okay.
And is Italian maybe Columbia, South Carolina?
No.
Okay.
But I like
don't think that was a laughably wrong guess.
No, I like that. But no.
Okay.
And let's see. All right. I'll give you a couple questions here. What state has the highest, this is all per capita, what state has the highest breastfeeding rate? And what U.S. state has the fewest endangered species?
Breastfeeding Michigan?
Not Michigan. Damien thought Michigan. What state has the highest breastfeeding rate in the U.S. per capita? And what state has the fewest endangered species per capita?
How about, for breastfeeding, a state that maybe is filled with reservations, maybe New Mexico?
Interesting logic, but no,
okay.
Not that.
Arizona?
Nope, not Arizona.
I don't even know how to address this.
Okay. All right, so once more, what U.S. state has the highest breastfeeding rate per capita, and what U.S. state has the fewest endangered species per capita? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Good evening, Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good evening, good.
All right, U.S. cities named after a particular ethnicity. German, how about Anaheim?
Ooh. No, that's a good guess, but it's, so it has to be a person.
Right.
And, but no, it's not Anaheim anyway.
Italian, how about where you are right now, San Francisco?
That is correct.
Oh.
St. Francis.
St. Francis,
of course. He was.
Very good.
Largest city in Surabaya is second largest in Indonesia.
That is correct.
Florida, Oscar, an Academy Award winning, one of them, is one of them driving Miss Daisy?
No, that's Georgia.
That's Georgia. Okay. David Foley, Mark McKinney, and Kevin McDonald are also the kids in the hall.
Yes, thank you for completing that category.
Thank you, and that makes us done.
All right. Thanks,
thanks.
And the two numbers to join us here with a question or answer are area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
What primary ingredient do these European holiday foods have in common? From Italy, we have frutta martirana. From Germany, we have marzipanbrot and marzipankartoffeln. From Norway, we have kransekage. And from Portugal, we have masapo.
Sounds very almondy to me.
Yeah, that's because they are all made with almonds.
Good job.
Nice. Marzipan.
Yeah, that's the giveaway.
Yeah, the German one probably. Yeah. All right. About this. What is the only world capital that can be spelled using the keys on a single row of a QWERTY keyboard?
Quito.
Can it? Is that a capital?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the capital of
Quito, Ecuador.
Okay,
Ecuador.
Well, then there are two. I'm sorry. I went through. Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
How many letters in the capital? How many letters?
It's five.
How about Minsk? No, that's not right. Never mind. I have to remember what the rows look like.
All right. Just repeat the question, if you would.
Sure. What is one of two, I guess? World capitals? No, you know, I sat there and I spelled them all out, too, and I don't know how I missed Quito. What's the other world capital that can be spelled using the keys on a single row of a QWERTY keyboard? And Josh immediately got Quito, which I did not have. And there's one more.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, okay, this is Bill and Melissa in El Cerrito.
Hi.
One of the Oscar winner in Florida, would that be Moonlight?
Moonlight is one.
Oh, good job on that.
Yeah.
Melissa's, okay. And Moshad, is that in Iran?
Yes, it is. It's the second most populous city in Iran.
So good job.
Okay, and anything else? I think we're done.
I don't know. I don't know if you're done or not.
I was just checking with my significant other to see if she had any other answers.
Oh, okay.
But I think we're done.
All right. Thank you very much. Are there any cities left in that list?
Yeah, we're still looking for Puente Alto, which is the second largest city of its country. So the second most populous city.
Is that Bolivia?
No, but you're close.
Yeah,
you're
in the it's Argentina, right?
No.
Oh.
Paraguay.
No.
Brazil.
You only got eight more to go.
Peru.
No.
Ecuador.
No, come on. You're killing me.
Colombia.
No.
Venezuela.
You're going to name all 11.
Chile.
Suriname.
No.
Chile.
Chile is correct.
All right. There we go.
Puente Alto, Chile is right behind.
Is that it now? For
that's
me?
All. Okay. We're done with that.
All right.
I made a big X through it.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Steve in Vallejo.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. The most popular Japanese Christmas dinner is KFC.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So there was...
Ridiculously popular.
Yeah, it
they
still goes on.
Like you 6 months in advance.
That's exactly right. You do have to make reservations. There was an ad campaign called Krusmasu Niwa Kentucky. And in 1974, and it was hugely popular, and... Currently, it's about $40 per person to go to KFC on Christmas Eve, and you have a sit-down dinner, and they also serve you cake and champagne.
Wow.
And yes, reservations about 3 to 6 months in advance. Thank you for getting that.
Sure.
Good job.
And then John Bender, I don't know the last names of his cohorts.
You don't need to. That's fine.
Claire, Allison, Andrew, and Brian.
Yes.
From the Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Oh. All right, good.
I have some quotes. They are the final lines of 50s sci-fi classics. I wonder what movies they're from. let's see. After all that men could do had failed, the Martians were destroyed and humanity was saved by the littlest things which God in his wisdom had put upon this earth.
The War of the Worlds.
Yes. Look, you fools, you're in danger. Can't you see? They're after you. They're after all of us. Our wives, our children, everyone. They're here already. You're next.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Right. You're just knocking these off. We once laughed at the horseless carriage, the aeroplane, the telephone, the electric light, vitamins, radio, and even television. And now some of us laugh at outer space. God help us in the future.
That's every sci-fi film in the 50s, I think. Gosh,
this is a very distinctive movie. It's
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Exactly.
Very good. Excellent.
Hello. Every one of you listening to my voice, tell the world, tell this to everybody wherever they are. Watch the skies everywhere. Keep looking, keep watching the skies.
The Great The Thing. That's a great film.
And then one more.
Yes.
Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you.
Day the Earth Stood Still.
Right, my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, wow. You got all those. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Good question.
So I don't know any of those movies, so while you were doing that, I was looking at QWERTY keyboard rows, and it turns out that the other capital that you can spell in one row is Sana'a, Yemen.
What?
I guess there's three now.
No. S is on a different level.
I don't think so.
S is next to the A.
Yeah.
U is up. How does it spell?
S-A-N-A-A.
All right. Somehow I missed that too. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
The worst. I'm the worst.
No, that's all right.
That's this. All right. I actually went through every single capital, but I don't know. Evidently, the list I was going through is not complete. Okay. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. It's a good question there.
Maybe she went through the...
Let's see how many more we can get.
Yeah, there's at least one more.
Maybe she went through the colonial era.
That's right.
No, you know, I used a Wikipedia list, which is on me.
These are in the Wikipedia list.
Yeah, they should be, but I didn't check. I didn't count to make sure that everything was on there. So it's my fault.
All right.
Sorry.
It's a good question. Yeah. I wish I'd thought of it.
I wish I had all the answers to it.
All right.
We're getting there.
I'm going to give you the answer to the question about the movie actor who played the most characters who were either opera title characters or major operatic characters. And the answer to that is Charlton Heston.
I was going
to
say Charlton Heston.
There are six on this list, so see how many you can come up with.
So Moses from Schoenberg's Moses in Egypt.
Right.
Moses and Aaron, rather.
Right.
Or Rossini's Moses in Egypt, whichever you prefer.
Just Moses is fine.
Oh, okay.
Don't show up.
I'm not showing up. That's about as far as I can go. There's no opera on Ben-Hur or Touch of Evil that I know.
No, I was actually just a little surprised that there was never an opera about Ben-Hur. I looked it up.
Well, the book doesn't show up until...
I know, but still.
I mean, you know.
Some Finnish composer will come in.
No. who else? Help me out, Kira. Who else did Charlton Heston... Charlton Heston play?
I only know stuff that he's not a title character in. Like, he's not Mr. Soylent Green or Mr. Planet of the Apes. So
remember, it can be either a title character or a major operator.
Right. No, I know. But, I mean, who does he play in the movies besides... I just named all the Charlton Heston movies I know.
All right, think it over. For a couple
all right. Fair enough.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, again. Peter.
I got cut off. I was calling back to give the answer to my earlier question.
Oh. Sorry about that. All right, we'll put you on hold.
Very good.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, we've only got 8 minutes left, so give the question once more.
Okay. Cicely Fairfield was a British author.
Right.
Who published from 1918 to 1985, I think it was. She published under a pen name, a pseudonym. She was a dame.
And
what was her pen name?
Not Barbara Carlin, huh?
No.
Huh.
Don't know.
We can get this. And the first book was Return of the Soldier?
Yes.
Did they make a movie out of that? They did make a movie out of that.
I believe so.
With Alan Bates. And
did they ever make any Oscar-winning movies from her work?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Gosh. All right, tell us. We only got 8 minutes left.
Rebecca West.
Oh, and I like Rebecca West too.
Yeah, she's good.
See, if you
not
said
enough though,
if you'd said Black Lamb and Grey Falcon, I would have gone to Rebecca.
Well, I thought it might give it away.
All right. Thank you
all
very
right,
much,
guys. All
right.
Kira, I can't remember if your one keyboard row question was about the shortest or just any of
just
them.
Just any.
How about Manama, Bahrain?
These are capitals.
These are real.
Oh
these really
gosh.
Are.
I'm the worst. Okay, why not? No, not that, because M and N are on the bottom row.
Wait, they are?
Yes.
ASD.
So there.
Oh,
yes.
You're right. Well, that Schmeiss's Sanaa, too.
Yay.
Sorry.
All right.
My bad. You're right.
Let's go do a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
How about the Yearling or Palm Beach Story?
Well, those are great guesses, but I know neither one of them was the Best Picture.
What was the question?
The Yearling or for Florida?
Oh,
the Yearling or the Palm Beach Story?
No, neither of those won the Best Picture Oscar.
Okay, that's it. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you very much. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
I'm pretty sure Gandhi took place in Florida, didn't
oh,
it?
Yeah.
Wait,
no,
Florida,
Godfather
right.
Part 2.
Godfather Part 2? I forgot about Godfather Part 2. I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right.
Partially in Florida.
Yeah. That's fine. Life. That's not the one I was thinking of, but you're absolutely right. So there are three that take
place.
It's
the keto of the trilogy.
That took place all over the place.
Yes, but I asked the question was, you know, action takes place. The one I'm thinking of that nobody's gotten is only also partly in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So as far as I knew, it was the only one in Florida until Moonlight won. So I added Moonlight into the list, but I forgot Godfather 2. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's see. The Portuguese would be, I think, Portuguese city, the person. I'm garbling all this up, but you know what I mean. San Antonio?
That's correct. San Antonio. Oh. San Anthony of Padua.
Anthony of Padua.
Who was actually in Portugal. Was born in Portugal.
I did not know that.
Yes.
German, I can only think Humboldt, but I don't even know if there's a town called Humboldt.
I think there is a town called Humboldt, isn't there? But that's not it anyway.
Charlton Heston characters. How about El Cid?
Yes.
Oh, of
El
course.
El Cid.
Right.
Good job.
Get that one. And I'll guess on the breastfeeding state, is that Vermont?
It is not Vermont.
And fewest endangered species, is that North Dakota?
It is North Dakota. How did you know that?
I just took a wild guess. I figured some state that had probably few species in it to start with.
Oh.
One in 50 shot. Well
yeah.
done.
Yeah. Fewest endangered species are in North Dakota. Very good.
Awesome. Let's see. I'll ask. What is that? Ingmar Bergman as an Academy Award winner on a banknote. Who's the only other person Academy Award winner?
Ooh. How about
on a banknote?
How about Greta Garbo?
No, not is she on a banknote?
I don't know. I was just guessing.
If you gave us the country, would that give it away?
It might.
Is this for
Armenia.
Acting or something non-acting?
Non-acting.
For writing then, correct?
Yes, for writing. The country is Armenia.
Ooh, Saroyan.
Very good. Yeah, William Saroyan.
Good job. Okay.
Awesome. Excellent.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price-Wellney in San Francisco.
David, I haven't heard from you in a long time.
I am a long-time listener and a scufflaw that's fixed income, so I just have been listening. But I wondered if Body Heat was a Florida movie.
That was definitely
that's
a Florida
definitely
movie.
Florida movie, but it did not win the Best Picture Oscar, although maybe it should have.
You're dumb.
And
I like that.
Champaign, Illinois, is that a French one of the largest U.S. cities in...
Oh, Champaign. No, because it has to be actually a person. So...
Also, I just want to say, what a golden age for MLM, because even your questioners are learning, like, keto, and it's just great to hear that there are more answers than we previously thought, so...
Oh. Oh,
it's a great show to listen to.
Thanks.
Thanks, David. And don't be a stranger, okay? Give us a call back sometime.
Okay.
All right.
Well.
Bye-bye. All right. One more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. This is Doreen from Livermore.
Hi.
And I have a guess for the highest per capita breastfeeding. Would that be Utah?
It is Utah.
Yay.
Oh, sure.
Are you from Utah by any chance?
No.
Oh, right.
I just figure they have a lot of kids.
They do. Yes.
Big families.
Excellent, excellent guess. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
All right, time to clean up. What do we got? Kira?
Was the town in Massachusetts? Well, the town was it a best picture?
The town?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. The other world capital whose name can be spelled on a single row of the QWERTY keyboard is Dhaka, Bangladesh.
Is Florida the greatest show on earth?
No.
Because that... part of it takes place in Florida,
is that right?
Because that's where the winter quarters are for the circus.
I'll retire this question. That seems to be striking out.
All right.
The Florida movie I had in mind was It Happened One Night. And the two in The two in Massachusetts, both in Boston, are The Departed and Spotlight.
Oh,
that's all I got.
Very true.
Oh, and by the way, Edmonton, city of Edmonton, that's one of the provincial capitals of Canada.
Oh, okay.
All right. And let's see, the
Spanish.
Either major operatic characters or title characters that Charlton Heston played in straight versions, Peer Gynt, Moses, Mark Anthony, John the Baptist, and Henry VIII. And let's see, the largest U.S. cities named after people with these nationalities, Portuguese, somebody got that, San Antonio, Spanish, San Diego, German, Charlotte, isn't Charlotte, North Carolina, Charlotte of Mecklenburg, and French, Louisville, Kentucky. So, if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. I thanks to our panel tonight, Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosman, of course, from the San Francisco Chronicle, and Damian D. Minor. Thanks a lot, Damian. Appreciate it. Thanks to Phil Hartman for coming in and fixing things. And our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in and having so much patience with us. We appreciate that very much. We will, of course, be back next Sunday at 7 p.m. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't